Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's ballistic missile test by Iran. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. University of Pennsylvania scholar Ian Lustig on any effects sanctions might have on Tehran.
American economic sanctions we could ratchet up above and beyond those that the Congress is already enforcing. But as long as the rest of the world is not joining with us in those sanctions, it's really not going to hurt Iran that much.
New sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's aggressive stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. A United States military official says a U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Republican-led U.S. Congress has taken one of its first steps toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. They passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and from foreign governments. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Earlier in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. European Union leaders met in Malta for a summit focused on finding ways of closing off the migrant route from Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
I do think that there is room for explanations because sometimes I have the impression that the new administration does not know the European Union in detail, but in Europe, details matter.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel also spoke with reporters. She said, we know that the situation for refugees in Libya is dramatic. That is why we have to prevent illegality, she said, to put a stop to the activities of smugglers and traffickers and to improve the situation for the refugees. The Malta meeting came amid global criticism of President Trump's restrictions on refugees and immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. President Trump ordered bans on visas from holders, that is, from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. He says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of the American people from terrorists. World Health Organization reports the lives of millions of the 8.8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed early. The agency has issued a new cancer guideline in advance of World Cancer Day, which is today. They say the guidelines could improve the chances of survival for people living with cancer. Cancer has reached epidemic proportions globally. It is the second leading cause of death after cardiovascular disease, killing nearly one in six people around the world every year. WHO reports that more than 14 million people develop cancer annually, a figure that's expected to rise to more than 21 million by the year 2030. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1, as once again we return to the 2017 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City. We'll be speaking to three of the great musicians there, Terry Lynn Carrington, Arturo O'Farrell, and recent Grammy nominee John Beasley. The three artists I just mentioned were just three of the dozens and dozens of famous artists, as well as hundreds of those who are jazz professionals and jazz advocates, jazz educators, etc., and just simply fans of jazz who gathered in New York City in the first few days of January to celebrate jazz at the Jazz Connect Conference. Many people talking about the business of jazz, the popularity of jazz, and how to make it even more popular, and the international aspects of jazz, too. It was lots of fun and very enlightening, and a chance to celebrate jazz, the theme of the gathering, the family of jazz. And it certainly did feel like a family reunion. Well, those artists I mentioned, we'll be talking to them later. I had a chance to see them one-on-one, and we'll share those thoughts and their music as well. Let's begin, though, with a celebration of one of the jazz originals, who was born on the 7th of February in 1883. He died at the age of 96 after a full and delightful life in the arts, pianist and composer U.B. Blake, who was born in the eastern part of the United States of America, eventually ended up in New York City, where he was the writer of the first Broadway musical, Shuffle Along, created by an African American. He became one of the great composers and players in ragtime piano, writing famous songs like Charleston Rag and I'm Just Mad About Harry from the famous Shuffle Along play, and made a name for himself as one of the great players as well as composers. Let's enjoy his version of the ragtime classic Maple Leaf Rag, and remember U.B. Blake to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. as I give you every week on Jazz America, the best of jazz, past and present. Well, to start the show, some of the best of the past, Ubi Blake, followed by some of the best of the present, Yotam Silberstein, the fine guitarist originally from Israel, but he's been making New York City his home for a while, and thus the name of his latest release, The Village, which he named for a place he spent quite a bit of time in, Greenwich Village, in the lower part of Manhattan in New York City. Parabens, the name of that song. And I wanted to play it for you because it's a brilliant new piece of music, but also because he is originally from Israel, and at the Jazz Connect conference this year, as they do each year, they focused on a separate nation and their jazz scene. Last year, it was the nation of Norway. This year, the nation of Israel. Hope you enjoyed the sound of Israeli-born musicians making modern jazz. Now let's turn to a great American drummer, composer, producer, band leader, and award winner, Terry Lynn Carrington, who was there as part of the event, the Jazz Connect Conference, speaking to the audience and also on a panel. She has so much to say, one of the really wonderful, motivated, and active musicians in jazz. Let's have some words with her and then hear from one of her brilliant Mosaic Project releases with Dee Dee Bridgewater joining her on vocals here on Jazz America. Terry Lynn Carrington, just on a producer's panel, you know, it's not quite fair just to label you as a producer. Think about all the hats that you wear, and tell our folks around the world listening on Voice of America and Mojo Radio all those hats.
Oh, my God. Well, starting with Mommy, that's the big hat.
Yay!
I'm a professor at Berklee College. Yeah, I produce. I play the drums with a lot of different people. I actually write a lot of songs for other artists now, and I'm actually being commissioned to do even larger work. So I'm just kind of doing different collaborations with artists, trying to get into multimedia work as well. So,
well, here we are at Jazz Connect Conference in New York 2017. It's called The Gathering of the Jazz Family, and I always thought of your family as all those great musicians, mostly women, who come together for your Mosaic Project, and the Mosaic Project was your babies. Now you got babies.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No, he came before the Mosaic Project.
Gotcha.
But, my jazz family is everybody. I think that the jazz community is a family. So mine starts way back with Jack DeJohnette and Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock and Diane Reeves and all of the people that helped nurture me throughout all of this.
As an American, one quick statement from Terry Lynn Carrington to the folks listening around the world on Voice of America that love jazz.
Well, I think that, you know, in these days and times, we really have to keep creativity flowing, and we need to really, I think that spreads love, I think it spreads understanding, and it spreads tolerance, and all the things that we need to address right now in our country. I think art is at the helm of trying to have people come together.
One quick, very deep, loving statement. Thank you so much, Terry Lynn Carrington.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Feeling deep inside. just listen to your soul talk. It wasn't one word you said to start the fire. Flame without shame. A mouth is useless when the heart hungers. For more kisses driving you insane. Such a feeling deep inside. Just listen to your soul talk. Listen to your soul talk. Listen to your soul talk. Close your eyes.
Star cast of ladies making the music with Terry Lynn Carrington on vocals, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Soul Talk from the Mosaic Project. Now, let's celebrate the birthday of another of the jazz greats. Born on the 2nd of February in 1927, he passed away of cancer far too young at 64 in 1991, the legendary saxophonist Stan Getz. Here he is, recorded live at the 1972 Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland with Chick Corea in his band, on Chick Corea's composition Captain Marvel, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. The great Stan Getz had been one of the kings of cool jazz and bebop, and of course, jazz, samba, and bossa nova coming together. Well, he also decided in the early 1970s, when the jazz fusion era was in full bloom, that he would get together with some of the greats of that era, Chick Corea and his band, and do some of Chick's songs live at the Montreux Jazz Festival. You just heard one of them, Captain Marvel, here on Jazz America. More coming up as we talk to a brand new Grammy nominee. We wish him the best of luck in winning for his latest work, Mr. John Beasley. We'll be speaking to him in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And not only do I have listeners all around the world, that also includes the United States of America. People listening to Jazz America online and on my own personal Moja Radio website, where I post each week's show for the entire week. That's mojaradio.com. And one of those listeners in Chesapeake, Virginia is Vince Carpenter. Brother Russ, how is it going? I would like to hear the song Jufri by Grover Washington Jr. Thanks. This is one of my all-time favorite Grover tunes. It makes my day every time I hear it. Keep up the good work. Peace and blessings, Vince Carpenter. Thank you, Vince, and let's spread the joy of the song Jufri from Grover Washington Jr. from his Live at the Bijou album here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
riding in a car through the streets of New Orleans, and it's pouring down rain. Roads ain't nothing but streams. And he's looking out the window. He turns to me and says, he says, "Welcome to the quagmire, son." Then he shakes his head. He says something at the time I didn't really understand, because it came out of nowhere. The man is so offhand. But anytime he wants to, he'll cut you like a knife. He said it all comes down to someone's money versus someone else's life. Now we're sitting in a bar in Soho. It's winter, it's dark, and we eat some spaghetti at this little jazz club by the park. He's laughing about a time way back in the past. This little joint in Tippo, folks used to stop for gas. Put a nickel in the jukebox, make a little music play, have a cold Coca-Cola, hear what T-Bone had to say. And then he asked me, "Man, you ever hear about the Bohog grind?" I said, "No." He said, "Me neither, baby, but that's what I'm gonna find." He's looking for the Bohawk grind. He said, "I don't worry about a thing. Ain't nothing gonna be all right. I might be no one this morning. I was someone last night. I'm not talking. It just don't pay. I'm just trying to swing a little in my way." We in a recording studio in Manhattan. Paul motions at the drums. We're taking a slow five. Up this story comes. It's about Brew Moore. He fell down the steps of Tivoli and dies. He's kind of laughing. He got a sad look in his eyes. And he says, "You know that man was never on the cover of a magazine and just got $1 million. Now the scene was clean." There was a moment of silence and respect for man's fate. He said, "If I ever write my book, I'm calling it Too Much Too Late. It's called Too Much Too Late." No trouble living, it's just dying that bothers me. He said, "Everybody's crying mercy, they don't know the meaning of the word. Yeah, the fool killer's coming. I do believe it's true." He said, "The fool killer's coming. You better try to make your getaway." He said, "Look here." He said, "What you think you're gonna be doing next year?" He said, "Ever since the world ended, I don't get out as much." He said, "Money ain't the answer, because it can't buy cancer." He said, "That gray-haired geezer you think you see, that ain't me." He said, "I'm just a lucky so-and-so, mixing up the boogie and a do-si-do." He said, "I'm mixing up the boogie and a do-si-do. He just a mixing up the boogie and a do-si-do." He said, "Thank God for self-love. Thank God for self-love." He said, "Thank 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 God for self-love."
That's the latest from the great vocalist, keyboardist, philosopher, and composer, Ben Sidran. That's from his latest release, Imagine Him Happy, with a song that's certainly a tip of the hat to the late, great Mose Allison, who just passed away last year. And I know that Ben Sidran was very much impressed and influenced by Mose Allison, both of those gentlemen, philosophers as they wrote their songs, and observers of society and human nature and all aspects of that. As a matter of fact, Ben Sidran recorded a couple of Mose Allison songs on this new release and also wrote that song that you just heard, dedicated to him, Too Much Too Soon, What Mose Said. Russ Davis here, and I'd like to share with you now some of the audio that I gathered from speeches and one-on-one conversations I enjoyed at the 2017 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, the largest annual gathering of jazz artists, advocates, and professionals each and every year. Here's some of that audio right now.
Mr. Musician, Mr. Producer, Mr. Arranger, Mr. Composer, Mr. Grammy Award winner and nominee, and wow, John Beasley, great to see you here. Jazz Connect.
Good to be here and good to see you.
Well, I have to say, first off, congratulations on all the accolades that have come your way. And I guess I would look at it, if I were in your position, as just a pat on the back for a lot of hard work. How do you see it?
It's nice to be recognized by your peers, for sure. And yeah, we, you know, I've been basically locking myself in a room since I was 8 years old, learning how to play piano and then learning how to arrange. So it's nice to come out of the cave, and that people actually are able to hear the music, and maybe some people can identify with it and enjoy it.
Yeah, you've got folks listening around the world, maybe some young ones who are thinking, maybe I'd like to be a jazz musician. Now you just told them they have to go woodshed. They have to stay.
For sure. I mean, talent can get you pretty far, but not as far as talent with hard work.
Well, one last thing, John. Taking on all of the pressure of being the leader, the producer, the overseer, is that something that you're born with or you have to develop? You personally.
Well, for me, I've always wanted to kind of do all that. You know, when I got introduced to the music and fell in love with the music, I fell in love with Quincy Jones and that, you know, and Thad Jones and, you know, watching Quincy's career, I wanted to sort of model myself after that. So I've always been interested in producing and arranging and doing film work and, you know, and being open to new technologies and stuff. And that, you know, that breeds creativity. That's fuel for the fire, if you will. And of course, yeah, you have to study and learn different things or hang out in the studio watching other people work, you know, and figuring out different ways.
You find fun in that.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, and getting musicians together, you know, is a great camaraderie and common goal. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to play music, for sure.
Musician, artist, and director quite often, too, John Beasley. Great to see you, and best of luck in winning a Grammy soon.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
And from his Grammy-nominated work, Monk Estra, Volume 1, a salute to Thelonious Monk with a big band, here's his version of Epistrophe, featuring Gary Burton on the vibes, John Beasley and company on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. just heard playing, Emily Bear is only 14 years old and wrote all the music on Into the Blue. More from Jazz Connect next hour.